Now, in a moment, I need your suggestions. The Committee for Melbourne has had a look at our city. And when I say Melbourne, I'm talking about broader Melbourne, not just the CBD. And they've benchmarked Melbourne against lots of other global cities like London and Berlin and San Francisco and Boston and Toronto and so forth. And they've concluded that Melbourne has some problems, that Melbourne is not as livable, as connected, as welcoming as it once was. So, if you're in charge, if you were dictator for a day, if you were mayor, not just like Sally Capies of the Melbourne CBD, but the greater metropolitan area we know as Melbourne, which is, you know, roughly 6 out of 7 million of Victoria's inhabitants live in it, what would you do to fix it? What would you do to improve, to fix Melbourne? 133693, mornings at 3AW. I've got a few ideas, and I'll give you those in a moment, but really, we our city has slid. By our own standards and by our own rankings and comparisons with other global cities, Melbourne is not as good a place to live as it used to be. What would you fix? But back to Melbourne. So our city is still a great city despite all of its problems, but there's a lot we could do to fix it up. Now, here's just a few ideas I've thought up, and I look forward to your calls. Public transport could be better. Like, we don't need to have Zone 1 and Zone 2 with Mikey. Just fix the Mikey system so that you can use a smartphone or a credit card. The idea that we have to have separate tickets which expire every couple of years and have to be manually recharged, it's archaic. Bike lanes, it's about time someone put their hand up and said, you know what, even though we're spending millions and millions and millions of dollars building bike lanes, they're not actually being used all that much. So let's just accept that people want to drive their cars, petrol, electric, whatever, and reconfigure the roads for them. Crime and graffiti. We need people to feel safe in Melbourne. They don't feel safe. I know it's only a hardcore group of young offenders which are doing all these agbergs and so forth. Well, let's round them up. Let's not just put tracking bracelets on them. Let's lock them up and stop the youth crime wave that is so afflicting Melbourne. Graffiti is associated with that. We tolerate it. We accept it. We sort of say, oh, well, it's part of our culture, our fabric. It doesn't have to be. And there's plenty of other cities around the world where you hardly see graffiti at all. Sadly, we see far too much in Melbourne. And also, let's get our population growth under control. Melbourne is too big. It's one of the biggest urban areas on earth. You can drive for 100 kilometres, more than 100 k's, north, south, east, west, and you're still in the greater metropolitan area we call Melbourne. And that's because our population is now rising at the rate of 150,000 to 160,000 people a year. It's too much. We actually need to rein in Melbourne's growth. 133693, mornings at 3aw.com.au. If you were a dictator for a day, or maybe a bit longer than that, what would you do to fix and or improve Melbourne?